Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had just come from the University Medical Center, just a mile from here, where our friend Gabby courageously fights to recover, even as we speak. And I want to tell you, her husband Mark is here, and he allows me to share this with you. Right after we went to visit, a few minutes after we left her room and some of her colleagues from Congress were in the room, Gabby opened her eyes for the first time.
There's President Obama speaking at the memorial service where he announced that Representative Giffords had opened her eyes. Lots of people are talking about this. The number one issue or focus on talk radio and talk television, and that's what we're all about here on the Countdown. What are the big hits in talk radio as we survey stations all around the country and take your calls later on after we have the input from talk radio and talk television, many different sizes we can find and put together and piece together in this hour. Please make note of our number. It's 800-510-8255. For those of you who want to reach us in various hours of the day, 24 hours a day, you can reach the toll-free Steffen Soundoff line, 877-541-5250. The president called for an end to the political blame game that erupted in the wake of this tragedy. There's a crowd of 14,000 people at University of Arizona. And frankly, as an observer of this, you probably watched it or listened to some of it. I did. And I was taken back, frankly, were you, by the it was more like a rally for a football game. People cheering and yelling, and like Obama was some kind of a godlike character that came in. And I just found it uncomfortable. Am I the only one who felt that way, or did you as well? It didn't seem like it was, it was a whole bunch of different things, certainly, to memorialize the people who were killed. So sort of a wake, in a sense, for them, story about what they were about, acknowledging them, and that was good. I just thought, as we were watching, going through all of this stuff, it was pretty disconcerting, all the cheering and yelling and clapping and stuff. It was a pretty somber occasion. Anyway, that's my observation. You may have a different point of view, and you're certainly welcome to express it later on when we start taking your calls in about 20 or 25 minutes. Anyway, the president says this moment ought to prompt Americans to step back and reflect on how you lead your life and how you deal with the people that are close to you, your family, your friends, the people you work with. Here, the president asks all of you not to let this shooting divide you up more.
None of us can know with any certainty what might have stopped these shots from being fired, or what thoughts lurked in the inner recesses of a violent man's mind. Yes, we have to examine all the facts behind this tragedy. We cannot and will not be passive in the face of such violence. We should be willing to challenge old assumptions in order to lessen the prospects of such violence in the future. But what we cannot do is use this tragedy as one more occasion to turn on each other. That we cannot do.
There is truth to what he says, by the way, and those of you who still feel that Barack Obama and the people who are in his administration are the enemy are really not doing yourself nor are you doing the country any good by that sort of rhetoric. What we need is change, no question about it. He didn't bring it, but to have the sorts of expressions that we all listen to it. We all hear it on the radio. You all, you know, the people who are responsible for it, the people on television. That doesn't mean that even though talk radio is on the defensive for sure in the wake of this shooting, that we ought not to continue to focus on things that we think need to be changed. It's the way it happens, right? You can disagree without being disagreeable, but is that entertaining? The question comes up on that. 800-510-8255. Of course, there's Sarah Palin now, who's back in the mix. She released a video on her Facebook page in response to the shootings. She chose that day to respond. The focus is the crosshairs placed over Gabby Gifford's district on the website that Sarah Palin had set up. Her eight-minute video has caused more controversy for her use of the phrase blood libel. Here is a portion of her response.
Acts of monstrous criminality stand on their own. They begin and end with the criminals who commit them, not collectively with all the citizens of a state, not with those who listen to talk radio, not with maps of swing districts used by both sides of the aisle, not with law-abiding citizens who respectfully exercise their First Amendment rights at campaign rallies, not with those who proudly voted in the last election. The last election was all about taking responsibility for our country's future. Now, President Obama and I may not agree on everything, but I know he would join me in affirming the health of our democratic process. 2 years ago, his party was victorious. Last November, the other party won. In both elections, the will of the American people was heard, and the peaceful transition of power proved yet again the enduring strength of our republic. Vigorous and spirited public debates during elections are among our most cherished traditions. And after the election, we shake hands and we get back to work. And often both sides find common ground back in D.C. and elsewhere. If you don't like a person's vision for the country, you're free to debate that vision. If you don't like their ideas, you're free to propose better ideas. But especially within hours of a tragedy unfolding, journalists and pundits should not manufacture a blood libel that serves only to incite the very hatred and violence that they purport to condemn. That is reprehensible.
All right, what do you think of Sarah Palin's words? 800-510-8255, expressing sadness over the tragedy, lashing out at the media for inciting hatred and violence in the wake of the incident. Is that something that rings a bell with you? 800-510-8255. We're covering the big story of the week as the story unfolds with the memorial service and a focus on Christina Taylor Greene coming up.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic capsule a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands. And get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com. See price matching policy for details.
Mushy mush mis mush mash.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, nothing is proven to get you to sleep faster than Advil PM liquid gels. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels are the only liquid-filled capsules created just for nighttime pain. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels rush liquid fast relief to ease your pain and help you fall asleep fast. The facts say it all. When pain keeps you from getting to sleep fast, make Advil PM Liquid Gels your number one choice.
Comparisons based on OTC nighttime pain relievers. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can get to us by going to Twitter and Facebook as well. Text line is 646-626-3684. Please give us your name. Clay Cohart monitoring the social media. We'll have that for you as we take your calls. Now, though, time to go to NBC, where Rachel Maddow speaks with Chris Hayes, the editor of The Nation, discussing why it's so difficult to get new gun legislation passed in Congress.
The common wisdom, even in the wake of the shooting, is that nothing can get passed in D.C. if it has anything to do with guns. Why does that common wisdom exist?
Well, unlike most pieces of common wisdom, it exists because it's grounded in a lot of reality, I think there's two aspects of that. One is that the NRA and the National Rifle Association, you know, is every bit as powerful as it's played up to be. I mean, it has 4.3 million members, and those members are active in the organization and bound to the organization. They pay dues in a way that is very rare in this day and age. I mean, you've seen this kind of proliferation, particularly in the last 10, 20, 30 years, of organizations in D.C. that are, in the words of one political scientist, associations without members. The NRA is very different from that. Those members are real folks, and they will really call up their congresspeople, and they really vote, and they'll really come out to town hall. So they're able to mobilize that membership extremely effectively. The second plank, I think, is that the sort of political gains Democrats were able to gain from gun control in the last decade, in the 90s particularly, were among largely women voters, suburban women particularly, and I think the gains that they were able to make among that demographic kind of ran their course, which is to say the people they were able to attract are essentially Democratic-leaning now, and they don't see any marginal benefit in pursuing the issue among that constituency.
But, you know, but even if you just poll gun owners, I mean, I talked about this with Cory Booker last night, if you poll gun owners, they say, you know what, people on the terrorist watch list shouldn't be able to buy guns. People on the terrorist watch list right now can, but conceivably you could craft legislation narrowly enough to close that loophole, for example, or to say, get rid of high-capacity magazines for semi-automatic handguns, like we saw in this massacre. You could craft things tightly enough that even the majority of gun owners would support them, couldn't you?
You could, but then here's the problem. In the abstract, the majority of gun owners might support it, right? But then what happens? The NRA is going to go against it. The NRA is going to lobby against it for two reasons. One, they're a maximalist organization. They take a no-holds-bar approach. They're extremists. I mean, they've killed completely unrelated legislation, whether it's, you know, D.C. getting a vote, or it's some animal cruelty criminalization bill they managed to kill because some provision they thought was going to be a threat to gun rights. So the NRA will go against it. And then you enter into this sort of situation in which, who are gun owners going to trust? Are they going to trust the people that crafted this bill? Are they going to trust you and me and a million other, you know, the editorial page of the New York Times or Democratic politicians? Or are they going to listen to the NRA, which is going to be whispering in their ear saying this, they want to come and take your guns? And that's why it's so hard to pass these bills.
With the predictable overview of one of the main issues here, Rachel and her guest are speaking to that side as the other side speaks to its base. And meanwhile, I wanted to bring you that narrow focus because that is part of the discussion. We bring you that from radio and television. Back to the general situation I promised President on Christina Taylor Greene. Also, what does the phrase blood libel mean? That's coming up, too, in a moment on The Countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation, specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure. There's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Web.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The Arizona tragedy, the service, the Sarah Palin response, all part of what we are focused on here. The president first, reflecting on the young child, Christina Taylor Greene, who was killed. A lot of people are spending a lot of time, and I'm thinking it's pretty appropriate, don't you, to talk a lot about this young lady?
And in Christina, we see all of our children. So curious, so trusting, so energetic, so full of magic, so deserving of our love, and so deserving of our good example. If this tragedy prompts reflection and debate, as it should, let's make sure it's worthy of those we have lost. Let's make sure it's not on the usual plane of politics and point scoring and pettiness that drifts away in the next news cycle. The loss of these wonderful people should make every one of us strive to be better. To be better in our private lives, to be better friends and neighbors and co-workers and parents. And if, as has been discussed in recent days, their death helps usher in more civility in our public discourse, let us remember it is not because a simple lack of civility caused this tragedy. It did not. But rather because only a more civil and honest public discourse can help us face up to the challenges of our nation in a way that would make them proud.
Some interesting and thoughtful words. Speaking of words, the term blood libel and its use by Sarah Palin, John King from CNN explains and discusses this with Eric Erickson and James Carville.
Well, tonight there's a new controversy over Palin's use of the term blood libel. It refers to a centuries-old myth that Jews killed Christian children and drank their blood and has been invoked throughout history as a pretext for violence against Jews. A statement today from the Anti-Defamation League says even though it's inappropriate to blame Sarah Palin and others for the Tucson tragedy, quote, we wish that Palin had used another phrase instead of one so fraught with pain in Jewish history. Eric, let me ask you first. Sarah Palin obviously wanted to respond to her critics. There are some asking, not only did she use, why did she use that term, blood libel, but why did she do it today on a day when the president and others are gathering for this memorial service?
For a week, we've had people blame Sarah Palin for this death, not Jared Lochner, but Sarah Palin for this tragedy. For a week, they've attacked her for saying nothing about the tragedy. So today she says something, and they're attacking her again for the use of blood libel. When they start attacking Frank Rich from the New York Times, Andrew Sullivan from the Atlantic, the Associated Press, the Boston Globe, CBS News, and others who in the past 2 years have used that phrase in other meanings, then I'll probably take them seriously. This is akin to attacking James and me for using the word Trinity when we make our gumbo with our celery, onions, and bell pepper.
James, what do you make of this? Governor Palin has a point in the sense that we can all criticize people's actions during the campaign, the images they use, but for some who said, you know, she is responsible, that is over the line, right?
Well, of course it's over the line. Sarah Palin never lived this kind of done that. Having said that, the targets thing that she put out, when you saw it after that, you just kind of flinched. I wish her well. I hope she's the Republican nominee, so I don't want her damaged, but... And, you know, blood libel was all over the right wing before that. Some other speechwriters probably picked it up from the Wall Street Journal or from Andrew Breitbart or any number of places. Pat Buchanan thought it was a nifty term. So I don't think she knew what she was saying. She's always one, always gives a great leeway, and any time she would invoke the defense of stupidity, we would believe that instantly. So I don't think she meant anything anti-Semitic by it.
All right. James Carville, Eric Erickson on CNN. The focus on blood libel. Is there anything people will leave alone in this discussion? 28 past the hour.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
As the countdown continues now, the focus on some of the radio hosts. Here's David Serrata with a focus again, am I using that word too much, focus, on Sarah Palin and whether she's right or wrong.
There's a difference between criticism and the endorsement of violence. And what's so amazing about this is that Sarah Palin uses effectively an anti-Semitic slur to lash out against the media for being irresponsible without even willing to entertain the possibility that her own rhetoric has been irresponsible. It goes back to the idea that sadly we live in a country and a political culture in particular that simply can't take responsibility for anything, that can't say it's sorry, that can't express contrition. For some reason, we have developed a culture which somehow suggests self-reflection equals weakness. And I'll say it all week. If I have contributed to this, if I have contributed to a culture of violence, and I don't think I have, but if I have, or if I was construed to have, then I apologize, because I don't think there's weakness in self-reflection. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We can't expect anybody to be perfect, including politicians, including Sarah Palin. And you know what? It's okay if Sarah Palin's not perfect, and it's okay if Glenn Beck is not perfect. What's not okay is them not being willing to take this moment of national tragedy to suggest that they perhaps were irresponsible. That is not okay. That they, what they are trying to do is portray themselves as the victims. And this is really a commentary on just how deeply narcissistic and self-centered these people really are. To look at the bloodshed in Tucson and for millionaire celebrity media pundits like Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin to insist, as Beck did yesterday on his radio show and as Sarah Palin did in using this anti-Semitic victim ideology to insist she's the victim, it really shows how narcissistic these people are, really, how totally insensitive these people are to look at all that bloodshed and say, they're the victim? I know you just got to shake your head and wonder, what is wrong with these people? When I say we live in a society whose culture is mentally ill, you have to be mentally ill to look at the tragedy in Tucson and be a millionaire celebrity and say you are the victim. You really have to be, in many cases, a pathologically ill person.
800-510-8255. That may be the most strident overview of some of this material that I've heard all week. As you know, on the Talk Radio Countdown, we present both sides, Sarada on one side, and in a moment we have Frank Shires on another side. Is Glenn Beck a narcissist? Are all the people that we have heard from, that we listen to on this program, from the stations themselves, the local host, are they narcissistic? How should, how can, how will, how does this format respond to the onslaught of focus and criticism? Is there any way for issue-oriented political talk radio to turn the debate around, to improve the image that it has, to boost listenership, to be better at what it does? There was a major market talk station that we listened to that considered using its cable TV trade to run a spot urging non-listeners to tune in and judge talk radio for themselves. What else can be done on and off the air? What do you think? Is the rhetoric overheated? You're listening to these people talk about themselves. That's what that's what the public expects them to do. And they ought not to run away from the criticism. Honestly, listening to Sarah Palin, I thought she was extraordinarily self-serving. And I was somebody who voted for her as a vice presidential candidate. I thought that some of what she said was okay. My own grasp of listening to people's voices and understanding what body language is all about leads me to believe that this was about Sarah Palin. Although it was well crafted, turned it around, but then that's just me. There are a lot of people, I know that some public relations people have been asked to share some advice to people who do talk radio programs. These are not radio programmers. They are communications professionals who understand that every organization has more than one constituency that has to be served. So many of these radio hosts are remaining true to themselves and their listeners that are listening right now. It may behoove station management and ownership to reach out to other constituencies like advertisers and people who don't listen and political leaders, that sort of thing. Educating and otherwise conversing with those groups could stave off a number of future problems. There's been no secret that a lot of people want to re-regulate the radio. There's a representative from South Carolina, I think his name is Clyburn, who's introducing legislation to bring back the fairness doctrine. Is that because people who are doing this for a living are over the top, focused on themselves, and aren't really grasping the issue and aren't presenting both sides? Well, we present both sides here, and it always causes a great concern with people who don't understand. If they're listening on a station that's right of center, why are we presenting the other point of view? If you're left of center, why are we presenting the other point of view? Because that's where the mainstream is, folks. The mainstream is not on the left, and the mainstream is not on the right. The mainstream wants these people to settle their differences and work on behalf of the people. And how loudly can they continue to yell it, as they will, because neither side is serving the majority. Here's radio host Frank Shires now, tired of the finger-pointing.
I am one of those people that, in the last few days, it has driven me absolutely crazy, because people on the left have taken the opportunity to finger-point at people, everything from the Tea Party to conservatives to Rush Limbaugh to Sarah Palin. I mean, they are this whole world of political bomb throwers have been blaming this, seeking to blame the work of a crazy person on people on the right. and you know, I'm conservative. You know, I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. I'm, you know, a libertarian-leaning conservative guy. And so when people are throwing bombs at my side, it makes me crazy. Because let me just be straight about this. Jared Loughner was nuts, but he was not motivated by people like me. He was not motivated by political talk radio or cable television or any of that crap, of which I'm a part, of course. I'm part of the crap. Zach Osler was on Good Morning America this morning. He was interviewed by Ashley Banfield. Zach arguably was Jared Loughner's closest friend, at least in high school. Knew each other very, very well. Zach went over to Jared's house a lot, where he said, by the way, it wasn't exactly a welcoming environment.
The house itself is kind of shrouded, is kind of covered up by cold. Cold, dark, unpleasant. I always felt unwelcome, always. I felt really unwelcome and like I shouldn't be there.
Now, he talked about what caused the shooting. And I want you to listen to this quotation carefully, because this, to me, flies in the face of all of the bomb throwers, all the people who are trying to score political points about this, whether it's on the right or the left. All of them ought to just shut the hell up, because they don't know what they're talking about. Here's a guy who does. Listen to what Jared Loughner's friend, Zach Osler, says about his motivations.
He did not watch TV. He disliked the news. He didn't listen to political radio. He didn't take sides. He wasn't on the left. He wasn't on the right.
Didn't watch TV. Didn't like the news. Didn't listen to political radio. Didn't take positions. Wasn't on the right. Wasn't on the left. That pretty much covers it, don't you think?
Yes, I think it does. Frank Shires with the focus on Jared Loughner and his apolitical feelings. According to authorities, a wildlife officer pulled over Jared Loughner hours before he went on the rampage. Authorities are discussing what went on. They're trying to put together a piece-by-piece profile of this guy that day and the day before and all of that stuff. And one wonders if we're not overcooking this somewhat. But I'm talking about, what was his mindset? We know what his mindset was. We know he's a crazy man. We know there are all kinds of things that are a part of his background that give one cause to think. There's a related development here. You may or may not have heard that the Westboro Baptist Church, which was planning to picket Christina Green's funeral, said that they canceled their plans in exchange for radio airtime to discuss their views. I wonder what that's all about. 16 before the hour. Your call's up next on the countdown.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Want to lower the cost of doing business? Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions. Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
With a new sort of mattress from Sam's Club, I'll never need to count sheep again.
Sam's Club member Jennifer Jagoda.
I can take home any Serta in stock or get it delivered for just a little more. That saves me time and money.
Quality Serta twin mattresses start at just $99.87. Satisfaction guaranteed. Serta from Sam's Club. One more way your membership helps you get a good night's sleep.
No sheep required.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your Pet Perks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet Cat Food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
800-510-8255, your review of the top hits, the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, the Arizona tragedy, all of its ramifications. Let's get started. Mary, a lot of people calling, as you can expect, from Arizona. We have three or four stations there. So, Mary, you're worried, apparently.
I live in Phoenix. I was away for 30 years, but I grew up in Arizona in a Goldwater-supporting household. I'm a registered independent, and I think the rhetoric has definitely changed in the last few years. I've been back for 4 years now. In the last 2 days, it has been so refreshing to hear leadership, our political leaders, praise Gabrielle Giffords and also Judge Roll. I work in the legal profession, and I must say the loss of Judge Roll is so wrenching. But it's been wonderful to hear people come together over a tragedy. And all I can say is, why can't we speak respectfully to one another every day? I don't remember it was like this in the past. You know, I was young when I lived here before, and certainly everywhere rhetoric is inflamed. But here I do agree with the sheriff in Tucson that this is it's getting worse here, and it seems to get worse by the day. I'm afraid that once we have all recovered in a few weeks, we'll go right back to what the inflamed rhetoric that we've been hearing.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not, Mary. Most of the calls that I'm seeing and hearing on this are pretty critical, the national stuff, unless it's a show that is a part of the stridency one way or the other. But a lot of the shows that we monitor, the local stations, there is a great deal of focus on what you have just said. Don't be surprised if station owners get pressure to censure or jettison certain inflammatory talk shows and talk hosts. Omar in, let's skip over Omar. Regina in Nevada, let's hear from you.
Good morning. Yes, I believe you look at people like the right wing and the individuals that, like Ted Nugent, okay, and this is a man that they bring into the debate and bring seriousness to. This man runs around in loincloth with bows and arrows and shooting guns, and it's the implicit message, the subtle message of they put out the hatred, and these are the foot soldiers that go and carry out the hatred message coming from people like Hannity, Ted Nugent, Sarah Palin, and the Tea Party. You know, they attack, they all say, you know, oh, this the birth certificate measures and all this kinds of things that I would call them treason, and just the hatred that's been coming on from the right wing against the what our president and what we're trying to do in this country. It's just the hate mongers and their voices. These are the foot soldiers. We learned nothing from Tim McVeigh and his kind, and I just don't see how we can't hold account to the right wing.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I'm a reporter of the situation. I'm reporting on what's going on in News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, the people of the day, the events of the day. Jared Lofner, Jared Lee Lofner, 22 years of age, charged with firing at Ms. Giverds and the others gathered in Tucson in the shopping center. The situation appears to be improving. The president had some difficulty making emotional connections, I thought. And again, I was taken back by the rally noise. I don't know. Nobody's called in about that. But there are a lot of people who want to be heard. I skipped over Omar because I didn't want this to come across as a right-wing bash, although most of the callers, as I said, are pretty critical of the right-wing media, news, et cetera. Omar in Tucson, another Arizonan, with a focus on the shooting and perhaps something good coming out of it.
Well, yeah, I wanted to say that I grew up here in Tucson. My parents live right down the street from the Safeway. And I've been talking to a lot of the friends that I grew up with, and like today, there's a big change. There's a big feeling of more community, more family. Everyone's hugging their kids. I had some friends that said, hey, today I took my kids to school. It was the first time in a long time that I took them to school. And everyone's just, you know, they're kind of rallying and talking. We're all talking with each other. Some people love what the sheriff said, like I do. Some people hate. I may not agree with everything he said, but it's taken some time that, you know, after tragedy, after tragedy, after tragedy, that someone politically, like law enforcement, hey, we need to stop this. We need to figure out how we can help our people. It's been pretty sad today, you know, still. I've been watching the news constantly. I don't know if I can go out in public. I'm not that I'm afraid, but I'm just like, you know, I don't want to be bawling and crying. But, you know, everyone loved Gabby Giffords and, you know, all the positive messages that she was putting out. I mean, it wasn't nothing like, hey, we need to do these horrible things or anything like that. But I don't know. It's still a little, you know, shaky. But the big thing is people are talking. People are communicating. And I think that's a big positive step towards helping the community out.
Well, obviously, Omar, everybody didn't love Ms. Giverds, although she does seem to be the ideal politician in that she is framed most of
debate-wise, most of the discussions that she has with the constituents in the middle. She's interested in the constituents. Pretty solid lady all the way around. That doesn't mean that someone like this guy, Loeffner, isn't going to take a pot shot. 800-510-8255. George, another Arizonan with a focus on who gets blamed.
I'm getting a little tired of people calling in and saying it's the Tea Party people involved. I'm reading an article by the Associated Press in our morning paper from Tucson, Arizona, mm-hmm. describing this Loeffner individual. It says, Loeffner's motivation was not clear, but a former classmate described Loeffner as a pot-smoking loner. If this individual is a pot smoker, which to me would mean liberal, did he take a subliminal message from Nancy Pelosi that this woman was dead to him? I have to be as loony as those people on the left accusing the Tea Partiers of being responsible for this. You know, it's civility in this nation. We stop learning how to disagree, but to at the same time be civil toward one another. And it all started during the administration when, or the time that Newt Gingrich was elected Speaker, of the House. And we've been very vile and vicious since then. George Bush, Hitler, George Bush II, Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has been going on for some time. And you can't blame the conservatives for this.
All right, let's get Wendell on from Maryland with a uniting message.
I'm really sad, man. You know, watching the lame duck session, and I mean, it kind of chokes me up, man, because, you know, this country is so great. I grew up, you know, watching the military on TV in Iraq, 91, and Panama, and Salute the Flag, and ROTC, and all this kind of stuff, and you know, people forget, you know, where this country really came from. You know, we've come past slavery, come past, you know, the genocide of the Native Americans. You know, we've come together and are trying to, you know, we've come so far. And now after all that we've come through, to look back and people will be bickering in Congress. They're getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars and are responsible for the livelihood of so many Americans. And they're fighting and arguing so much that they're exciting the populace, where people in their own families can't even get along.
There's an old and a young part to this as well. Talk Radio Countdown, thanks to the folks at ABC, NBC, NPR, Jimmy Cefalo Program, Paul W. Smith, Frank Shires, and David Sorensen.